It was a birthday party for a six-year-old. Typical Brit. She never articulated it with words, but she missed the days when Mommy and Claire were alive, and the Stocktons could pass for normal. My mouth twitched as I imagined Brit scouring Pinterest and Etsy pages. This year, I'm feeling my age. His gaze skittered over my body quickly. You've cut your hair since you were here last. My long red hair had been a casualty of the head injury and surgery, and I still miss the weight on my shoulders and the ease of a quick ponytail. Without my signature mane, I didn't get noticed as much, but in my pre-sobriety days, I'd grabbed a lifetime's worth of attention, and the way I saw it, the new style served a greater karmic purpose. Glasses rattled, and I caught myself conjuring a replay of my greatest mistakes. Clearing my throat, I drew in a deep breath. I hung my coat on a peg as Mike pulled out a chair facing the door. I sat in front of the Dorothy hat, which was centered on the plate, doing my best to feel special but already dreading Brit's plans. Any sign of a clown or a male stripper, and I was out of there. Moistening my lips, I searched the menu, noticing it had changed. Subtle modifications. Prices, a few additional appetizers, and more desserts. I studied the pasta offerings, wondering what I'd liked best. Hard to say these days. My taste buds had been MIA since the accident, another lingering souvenir of the head trauma. Maybe I'd stick with the crunchy fries. Brit stepped into the small room, wearing a leather jacket and a navy jumper that flared above her ankles, skimmed her narrow waist, and rose to a halter top that hugged full breasts. Straight dyed blonde hair skimmed her shoulders, highlighting an angled face, red lips, and bold, smoky eyes. The effect was very attractive. In fact, as I rose, I noticed my sister had lost a couple of pounds. Perhaps rumors of the new boyfriend were legit. Brit held a square box wrapped in silver paper and adorned with an ice blue bow. No clowns yet, thank God.